For their inaugural season, as many as 800 people have turned out for the Pontiac 66ers home games. The crowd's a little lighter on a warm Sunday in early March. Fewer than 300 fans are at the Pontiac Township High School gym to see the home team take on the Champaign Swarm. The Swarm and 66ers are two of the seven teams playing this season in the Midwest Professional Basketball Association, a league of starter teams independent of NBA development teams. At first glance, this town of 12,000 along historic Route 66 seems like an unlikely place for a pro sports team.
It does not fit the business model from demographics, population size, support of sponsorship, investors, all of those things that you need to make an organization like this run. Pontiac had some of the qualities, but not all.
That's Stephen Buzz Zeller, an assistant to 66ers general manager Mark Meyer, and one of the key people who helped bring the team to Pontiac. He knew from the beginning there would be challenges. The gym they use in the high school doesn't even meet the league standard for its dimensions. The team had to get permission to play on the shorter court. It also had to schedule games on weekends to avoid conflicts with high school games. But so far, their unconventional approach seems to be working. And 66ers coach Darrell Robinson says that's because of two things, the people involved and the location in Pontiac.
I really believe that we have the best spot in minor league basketball. Outside of the NBA D-League, I really believe that we have the best spot.
Pontiac is home to one of the country's oldest high school basketball tournaments, having been played at either the high school or local armory through much of the last century. The Basketball Museum of Illinois, expected to detail that history, as well as Pro Bowl, is slated to open later this year. There's also a Route 66 museum in the city, another dedicated to Pontiac cars, and there's the Livingston County War Museum. Another key to the team's early success, Zeller says, is the kind of players they bring in. It's something Coach Robinson says he's quickly learned to appreciate.
I mean, it's easy to get some guys who are really talented and probably not high character guys, but we don't want that. We want guys pretty much who are going to be high character, who's willing to work and do what we want them to do on and off the court.
Many people in town have noticed those off-the-court efforts, including Pontiac Township High School Athletic Director Gary Bruner. He helped bring the 66ers to his school's gym.
It's been a great experience because it's a great product. And the best thing about it is, you know, the team has gotten so involved with the community. I mean, I helped with one of the junior highs here in town, and they would come by, you know, just to see practice, and they'd come to a game, and they'd invite kids. So it's just they're a very community-oriented group.
And that's by design. Assistant GM Buzz Zeller says the league put together community days in which players visit neighboring schools in Livingston County. They practice and meet with classes, and as a result, expand the team's fan base. Most Pontiac players live together in a house paid for by the league and are visible in the community through practices and charitable events. Like the coach, the 66ers players themselves bring a range of experiences. Most have NBA dreams, but are realistic about their next steps. Blake Burgess's playing experience includes a College USA tournament, and he spent the past year with the Harlem Globetrotters.
It's definitely fun. It's a different ball game, but obviously crowds are a lot bigger. Like you said, you're on a bigger stage, but at the end of the day, it's the same thing. It's just basketball, doing what you love.
The brain trust behind the 66ers know that with any minor league franchise, the goal is for players to develop and move on. Four players left for overseas teams during the season, and the league says viewers from more than 30 countries watch recent games on the league's web-based channel, some of them likely scouting new recruits. In its first year of play, the 66ers have also attracted diehard fans. Many of them, like Judy Schubert of Pontiac, haven't missed a home game this season.
It's been a great thing for Pontiac.
So, all of you with rubber ducks.
Fully confident it's gonna hang on. And
I'm praying that's what'll happen.
And the fan buzz may have played into the team's record. The 66ers won their recent game over Champaign by a final of 119-97, but more importantly, finished a league-best 12-4 on the season. Pontiac will be the top seed when the high school hosts the Midwest Professional Basketball Association's championship this weekend. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.